Good to go.
All right, Laura, you let me know when we
All right.
when we've reached voting capacity.
Okay.
With that being said, I'll call to order this CROG Policy Board meeting. The time is 12:02 p.m. Let's call the roll.
You're on mute, Laura.
We are going to pull that from the attendance list. So we are all set in that regard, and we can head over to the next one.
Fantastic. Is anyone here for public comment today?
If I may, Mayor, this is Grayson Wright from the Connecticut Department of Transportation.
Hello, Mr. Wright, please.
I would like to read a copy of a letter addressed to Lyle on behalf of the department from the commissioner's office. Lyle, the original, is on the way. On behalf of the state of Connecticut and all staff at the Department of Transportation, I would like to wish you well on your retirement. I'm happy for you and certain that you will enjoy the new opportunities retirement presents. For over 17 years, you have provided valued service to the state of Connecticut as Executive Director of the Capital Region Council of Governments. You're a leader amongst your peers, and the department enjoyed collaborating with you on several projects and programs in your area, most notably the CT Fast Track and CT Rail Hartford Line projects. Your wealth of knowledge in regional and transportation planning has been a valuable asset to the department and the state as a whole. We truly appreciate your participation in pilot projects as well as your suggestions to improve the coordination and cooperation in the transportation planning process. You passionately supported your municipalities and transit services and strive to provide the best service to the capital region area. You will truly be missed by all here at the department. You should be proud of the job you have done with CROG. Your career achievements have allowed Connecticut's residents, our friends and families, to enjoy a safe and efficient transportation system. And by providing Connecticut's businesses with the mobility they need to remain competitive, you have benefited the state's economy as well. Thank you for your many years of hard work and dedication. I wish you all the best in your future endeavors and a long and happy retirement. Sincerely, Joseph Giuletti, Commissioner. And Lyle, on a personal note, over the years as the department's coordinator for CROG, I can truly say that all my interactions with you have been positive. It was a pleasure working with you, and I wish you all the best in retirement. Thank you.
Thank you very much for those kind words. Much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ray. Anyone else for public comment today? Seeing and hearing none, we will move on.
And we are at quorum, Mayor, now.
Fantastic. May I have a motion to approve the minutes from November 17th,
2021? So moved, Madam Mayor.
So moved, and do I have a second?
Second, Lori Spielman.
Thank you. All those in approval signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. We'll move on to correspondence and handouts. Pauline?
So you had in your packet a number of correspondence and handouts. One was the County Equivalency Update. So as you many of you know, we were working with the Census Bureau to have COGS considered as the equivalent to counties. And this will primarily help with our planning because then the census data will be aggregated at the COG level. So when we do our natural hazard mitigation plan in previous years, it was at the county level. And so we had to divide and conquer. And it was it could get very complicated. But now because it is at they will be moving forward. The state recently once again supported it. And so they will be moving forward on a data level to aggregate the census data at the COG level so that we would be considered the county equivalent for data purposes only. And so this is pretty exciting for us and will be helpful as we move forward with different things within CROG. With regards to the second thing in your packet was the UConn workshops, and we highly recommend that that you check these out, or your member towns, or employees, because they're a great opportunity for various workshops and items that can be helpful. And then the final thing on the was our just a informational what our holiday schedule was. So those are the correspondences.
On a Zoom.
Great, thank you so much. All right, we're gonna move on to our monthly reports. Pauline.
So I think all of you have the monthly report. So if there's any questions regarding first items for the different departments, we're free here to answer any questions people may have on the last monthly report.
Do I hear any questions on items A through H of monthly reports? No questions, no comments?
Madam Mayor. It's John Coleman. I need to give you a brief report on H, on the ad hoc executive director search.
Great. Take the lead.
Thank you. To all of you, the committee has been busy, and we have a number one candidate who we have selected, and we are presently in negotiations with that candidate. And we would like to propose, and we have discussed this with the chairperson, that we hold a brief special meeting next Tuesday at 11 a.m. To present to the full board our recommendation for the next executive director of CROG, at which time we will reveal who he is and present to you the package that we are negotiating with that individual. We are one of the challenges, as you can all appreciate, being in public service, is coordinating the sort of public release of who this individual is, and so that we can sort of simultaneously inform the individual's present employer and you at the same time of what this decision is and what the recommendation is and the movement that's being made. So, we will be prepared to present all that to you next Tuesday, and it is a unanimous recommendation of the selection committee. And we would ask that if anyone has any idea now who it is, that they please keep it to themselves. And we'll see how successful we are doing that.
And just to kind of chime in on that, so we're hoping that we can get a quick quorum together for just a quick 10-minute meeting next week on Tuesday at 11 o'clock. So I hope that everybody can kind of log in quickly. We just need a few minutes of your time to just kind of check that off the list. Right, John?
Yes, it's because the full board is the appointing authority for the executive director.
We're cutting it close. I know it's holiday time. Just give me 10 minutes. I promise we'll make it quick.
It'll happen. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Coleman. Any other questions or comments on any of the monthly reports? Okay, we'll move on to our presentations. Today, we are joined by Mary Jane Foster, the president and CEO of Interval House, who's going to talk a little bit about services for domestic violence in the state of Connecticut. Mary Jane.
Oh, you're muted, Mary Jane.
Well, what day are we all going to stop doing that? I'm leading the pack today. Nice to see you again, Mayor, and thanks to all of you for giving me some time today to talk about domestic violence. One of the few gifts of this pandemic has been that we've all learned to communicate differently and we can reach broader groups of people and sometimes more consistently. So I welcome this opportunity. Interval House is one of 18 domestic violence agencies across this state. That's 18 in this little tiny state. We are the largest domestic violence agency because we serve Hartford and the surrounding 23 towns and cities. I also see, in the case of Mary Stewart in New Britain, we have Prudence Crandall. We also have, looking at Windsor and North, the network in Enfield. All of us work very, very closely in this region to prevent domestic violence and also to address the needs of victims and survivors. Just to give you an idea, this is a statewide issue. Year in and year out, there are 35 to 40,000 cases of domestic violence. Those are the reported cases. We have in our own neck of the woods in the last 2 days, two murder homicides, one in Simsbury and one just yesterday. This is literally in the last 48 hours in South Hartford. So that is to illustrate that domestic violence can happen anywhere, anytime, to anyone. It knows no boundaries. All of us, all 18 agencies, and this is important for all of you to know, have the same essential core services. And those services are the hotline, which is 24/7. It is free. It is confidential. And what I want everyone to know about the hotline is that it's not just for crisis. It is about the vast majority of our calls are about gaining information. What's happening to me? What is this? What does this look like? What are my options? What should I be thinking about? What should I do? What are the resources available to me? How do I stay safe? How do I leave? Those are the majority of our calls. So when someone is looking for help, please offer them, and I've put it in the chat room, the hot statewide hotline. That will shepherd them to the right and correct geographic area for services. So we have the hotline. We all also have safe houses. The safe houses are not large. Needless to say, the last 2 years, we've been running at well over capacity. In our case, in Prudence Crandall's cases, literally 200 and 300% over capacity. It's been a really rough couple of years for victims of domestic violence, and it's been a strain for those of us who serve them. But we have confidential safe houses. Again, they are free and they are confidential. And then we also have a very key component of what we do is court advocacy. I remind people that most people have never been in a courthouse. And I, as a lawyer, have never seen anybody there for the fun of it. And so when you're only in a courthouse as a domestic violence victim, as a matter of crisis. So our advocates, while they are not lawyers, are well-versed and well-connected in courthouses and can explain and navigate the process for victims. And to give you an idea, Interval House alone last year served nearly 5,000 victims and survivors in the courts. It's a very, very heavy load, needless to say. And then, of course, we also do community education. And in an average year, and of course, not many of us remember average, but in an average year, we reach between 12 and 14,000 with our community education programs. So people always ask, what can I do for you? Well, apart from that huge check, the most important thing actually is to talk about this issue. When you go out, when you go back, talk to your colleagues, talk to your friends, talk to your family, and tell them what you heard today about Connecticut's 18 domestic violence agencies and the services that we provide. Raising awareness is absolutely critical to prevention. And so you can help. It costs absolutely nothing by spreading the word. Also, particularly in this time of pandemic, when there remains isolation and caution, stay in touch. Stay in touch with your friends, your family, and your work colleagues. This is the time of a perfect construct for an abuser because isolation is what they deal in. Domestic violence is a pattern of controlling behavior, and it runs the gamut all the way from coercive control, limiting options to the physical violence that we think about so frequently. So stay in touch. Let people know that you are there, you're available. You don't have to be an expert. Hey, thinking of you, how are you? I'm here if you need me. Those are the two really, really big things that you can do. Also, I would like to say, if you would like a presentation or a speaker, I am available all of the time. Ditto, I can volunteer. They're not here. Prudence Crandall as well. We are happy to come talk to any size group of people to raise awareness about this issue. It is the most important thing we could do. So thank you very, very much for your time. I really appreciate carving out this time and space for me. And if I can answer any questions, I can take them now. I've got my email in the chat, and you can shoot me a question there. Thank you.
Mrs. Foster, thank you so much for spending the time with us today to talk to us about the important work that you do. It is it's troubling, the amount of increased domestic violence cases we've seen in all of our communities since the beginning of the pandemic. So you're to be applauded for the work that you do. It's extremely important, and thank you for sharing that with us today.
Thank you.
We're going to move on to our action items today. Number 7, approval of the CROG Policy Board Officers and Executive Committee. I'll refer this to Mr. Coleman.
Thank you again, Madam Chairperson. The nominating committee has met, and we distributed already our recommendations, which were unanimous. And I don't know if they're going to put them up on the screen. I guess not, but we are recommending that Mayor Stewart be the chairperson for the next 2 years. The first vice chair be Mayor Cantor from West Hartford. The second vice chair be First Selectman Lori Spielman from Ellington. The secretary be Jason Boswell from East Windsor. And the treasurer be Mayor Michael Walsh from East Hartford. And then for the executive committee, it's just by town, and you can see the list. But what we've tried to do with the towns is what we try to do every year, is to try and get a balance between the R's and the D's, between the large and the smalls, and between the east and the west of the river. Sometimes we're more successful than others, but that's our intent, to try and get a broad balance of the representation of the CROG membership. And with that, Madam Chair, I would move approval of the nominating committee's recommendation for the officers and the executive committee.
The motion has been made. Do I have a second?
Second, Lori Spielman.
Thank you. Any other discussion, questions, comments? I'll pipe in real quick before the vote. It's an honor. Thank you so much for asking me to serve. I am really looking forward to the next 2 years and looking forward to doing some exciting things with CROG. For the next two, Lyle, I'm sorry that it won't be with you. We've had all this time, these past 8 years, but I'm looking forward to CROG's future too, and really looking forward to being a part of helping to craft that. So thank you for putting your confidence in me, I hope, with the vote that's coming up now. Any other questions or comments on this? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. Number 8, Mr. Malone.
Yes, thank you. So this is a resolution authorizing CROG to submit an application for funding under the Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities Grant. This would fund the creation or the update of our multi-jurisdictional regional FEMA-approved natural hazard mitigation plan. This would cover all 38 towns, and the grant application is due at the end of the month. We applied for it last year, but were not successful due to limited funding, but we're told that we have a pretty good chance this year. So this resolution just allows us to submit that application. We're happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much, Tim. Any questions or comments on this? Motion's been made. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. right along to resolution number 9 on the agenda. Tim, it's your show for the next couple, so take it and run.
All right, yeah. So this is a resolution that authorizes us to accept a subgrant from the Connecticut Department of Economic and Community Development. This is ultimately a grant from the Federal Economic Development Administration. The award is in the amount of $375,000 and will allow us to update our comprehensive economic development strategy, hire a disaster recovery coordinator, do some technical assistance for small businesses, and host some webinars and entrepreneurial meetups. We must enter into a contract with DECD to receive the grant, and it'll be about a 2-year grant period. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Tim. Any questions or comments on that?
Move approval, Madam Mayor.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Tim, number 10.
All right. And this is a resolution authorizing us to execute a subcontractor agreement between CROG and the Connecticut Department of Public Health for additional funding under the Building Resilience Inclusive Communities Program. This is a grant from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, and it allows us to do some active transportation implementation projects in the cities of Hartford and New Haven. Those two cities were chosen by Connecticut Department of Public Health and CDC as they were hard hit by the pandemic. And this is a $70,000 grant. It's in addition to a previous grant that we got for $70,000. And I'm happy to answer any questions that you have.
Thank you, Tim.
Move approval, Madam Mayor.
So moved. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Pauline, number 11.
Let me find my mute button. This is the CROG Policy Board and Executive Meeting Committee meeting schedule. Generally, the CROG Policy Board meeting is scheduled for the fourth Wednesday of the month, the exceptions being Thanksgiving and the week of the Christmas holiday is just, we didn't think we would get a quorum the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And then on those months, it's the third Wednesday. And then the executive committee meeting is the second Wednesday of every other month with a break in the summer.
Thank you very much. Any questions or comments on that?
Move approval.
Seeing and hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries. All right, John, number 12. I guess I spoke too soon. Looks like Lyle might be around for a little while longer.
He will be, we hope. We presently have a memorandum of understanding contract with Lyle that he was working 10 hours per week at $100 an hour. I believe he's probably putting in a lot more than 10 hours. So we're getting a deal of the lifetime. But that expires at the end of this month. And it's being recommended by Pauline that be extended to at least the end of February with an option to extend it to the end of March so that there's a good transition with his successor. Lyle is very comfortable with this, and so is the staff, and I would so move approval of that recommendation.
I think that's great. I think all of us more than likely agree with that too. Any questions or comments on this?
Yep.
Seeing and hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries.
For the record, John Elsesser will second that motion.
Thank you, John. Item 13, Pauline.
So this is a letter to CCM requesting advocacy for solid waste. My understanding is that there is some plans for something regarding solid waste, but given the closing of MIRA is imminent in terms of, and the issues with solid waste can be, it's something that has been kicked a can that has been kicked down the road far too many times, and we will be landfilling 500,000 tons of solid waste beginning in July. And without a long-term solution, that might be for too long. And we just need a long-term solution that sort of brings us back into the 21st century with regards to solid waste management. And this is a letter requesting CCM to do more advocacy for it, basically, at the state legislature.
Madam Chair, this is Peter Souza. I'd like to make a motion to approve communicating a letter regarding solid waste to CCM.
I'll second that. And as an aside, is anyone aware or familiar with the recent decision by the city of Hartford for the direction they're going in?
They're leaving Mara.
Yes.
Yeah, they're taking, they're using Murphy Road for transfer in a new contract, which is.
I thought they couldn't do a transfer station because of equity issues.
I know. That was a press clip in this morning's Current.
Right. Just sort of came out of nowhere.
Right. Just to let you all know, this is Steve. Sorry, I'm just Stefano from Manchester. I'm late to the meeting, but Manchester is actually going to be doing the same thing. So just to get, I'm in the process of letting Tom Kirk know today, but Manchester's also going to be leaving here. So I want to let you all know.
If I may, I believe that will be the case for many of the towns that are currently in Mira.
Yep.
And the pricing is going to be affected by as capacity in the state is going to start shrinking and with transportation issues being as they are, I think this is going to be tip fees are going up, will be going up across the state.
Is this viewed as a long-term solution or a stopgap solution?
I believe Hartford believes it as a short-term solution because they would like a long-term solution of you know, we've had discussions with the mayor with regards to sort of his vision, but that requires a lot of planning. And implementation of any long-term solution is going to be, you know, 10 years out, 5 years out if we move super fast.
Okay. Madam Chair, if you'll
just speaking for
go ahead, Steve. Sorry.
For Manchester, I don't think the state of the region has a long-term solution at this point. I know for Manchester, this is it just financially makes sense, and you know, to Pauline's point, no one really knows about the future of Mira right now. But joining this late, but I think to emphasize the importance of the CCM letter on the state needs to develop a long-term policy on this. That's kind of why we're here right now anyway. So it's all short-term solutions at this point.
Madam Chair, if I could just make an indulgence with a comment.
Pauline
was conservative. We're on track to landfill 500,000 to a million tons, which is flipping us back to the pre-1975 solid waste reforms. So we're going in the wrong direction here. There is no long-term solution, and we're going back to pre-1975 landfilling of raw garbage, which is a serious problem. So just wanted to mention that. And I've been asked to include this in our CROG legislative agenda, so I'll be reaching out to try and get the right language on that.
This is probably a step towards implementing the statewide pay-as-you-throw program.
Yeah.
Mm. And all of us CEOs certainly love the thought of that. Any other questions or comments? I'll gladly sign my name on this letter. Thank you, guys. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. The opposed motion carries. This is the action item section of the agenda. Move on to, one more. Mr. Coleman, number 14.
These are the TIP amendments where we're acting as the MPO, as well as the policy board. These all relate to bridge improvements. They are coming out of the STP. Urban Hartford allocation will have no impact on funding for the municipalities. Transportation Committee has reviewed them, has unanimously approved them, recommends the same by the Policy Board, and I would so move.
Do I have a second? I'll second it. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Motion carries. Number 15, John.
This is something we do on a semi-regular basis. The state has, under the federal regulations, has to prepare safety performance measures. We can do them on our own, but we don't have the time or the technical equipment to do them. So we basically endorse the targets established by CONDOT. I can tell you that the targets, in my opinion, are not particularly aggressive. They haven't been over the years, but that seems to be the way it is. And so the as required, the Transportation Committee did review these and did move to endorse them, and so recommends to the Policy Board. And I would so move.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second, Plainville.
Thank you. Any further discussion?
They're trying to save a whole nine lives.
Right. It is disappointing.
Any other discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries. Number 16, John.
Again, this is a corridor study that has been completed. And we'd be entering into an agreement to do all the necessary contractual for hire a consulting firm for developing the Route 20 corridor study in Windsor Locks. The town has signed off on having it done. Transportation Committee has reviewed it and recommends approval, and I would so move.
Do I have a second? Thank you. Questions, comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Move on to legislative update. Kathy?
A couple of things. They are agency proposals for next year are at OPM. We're hoping to have some of them start rolling out of OPM soon, so we have an idea of what some of the agencies will be attempting next session. Also, they have scheduled a bond commission meeting for next week, just prior to, I think it's the 21st. Just started going through it. It's 60 pages. It's an enormous bond agenda. There is LOTSIP and LOSIP funds in it, and I saw Town Aid Road, but I haven't gone through the whole thing to be able to give you specific totals. We'll get that out to you by the end of the day today, and that's on the 21st. So an enormous bond agenda.
Madam Chair, John Elsesser, if I could just add, the state local bridge program's on there too.
Thank you, John. Thanks, Kathy. Sounds like fun. Anything else? All right, great. Thank you so much. Any other questions or comments? Any other business today?
Just remind people of the, hopefully we can gather again at 11 a.m. next Tuesday.
Sounds good. I hope so as well. And I'll just end by saying another thank you. And I'm looking forward to the next 2 years. That being said, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Seconded by Lori, everybody. We are adjourned. The time is 12:36 p.m. One thing I can promise you is we will always have quick and efficient meetings. Bye, everybody. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care.